Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we have the most amazing guy in the world. I know he's full of knowledge coming back to return with us. Deontay Woods is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Give him a round of applause at home, at your computer. He's ready to drop some true knowledge on y'all today. If y'all heard, remember back about three episodes ago, he came through and talked to us about humble pie. He's getting knowledge on us tonight, so he's back in the studio. Go ahead, D, take the mic.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Deontay Woods, better known by my stage name, which happens to be D. Woods. At this moment in time, I just wanted to talk to you guys about pretty much upcoming events within my life, within my camp, Sam First Militia Gang, to be exact. We're pretty much out here doing making moves. Right now, you know, everything is everything with me. You know, I have a son. He's 5 months. He's looks just like me, acts just like me almost, and, well, I couldn't be more of a proud father. Also, my mixtape is coming out August 30th. Mixtape is titled CIA, Creativity and Auto-Tone. You know, it's a true hip-hop fans only, not those who like to listen to the radio and all of that. Whacking is garbage. So, y'all just have to bear with me. Like I said, it'll be a drop in August 30th. My homeboy, my best friend, almost like a brother, might as well claim the brother status, Young West, his mixtape is dropping pretty soon, called Dedicated to the Grind. That's another one from the Sam First Militia Gang camp.
I want to get him on the show, too. I want to get him on, too. So
you might as well.
Yeah. I want to get him on, too, so, because I want to hear him spit something for me, too.
I'm trying to tell you, man, since high school, Wes has gotten a lot better. I put that on my life. He has gotten a lot better.
I never heard. In high school, he was the quiet type. To me, he was kind of quiet to me. I ain't really, you know, he wasn't really, you know, talkative when he got around me. But the twins, you know, Johnny and Robert, you know, they were the group.
Shout out Johnny and Robert, man, my boys, man.
The twins and Mark Quavis was the talkers. Wes will sit back there in the back, kind of quiet. So I ain't never really heard. You know,
he used to stay. He used to stay to himself. You know, I really wouldn't say, you know, he was one of those inside of a box type
person. Right.
Nah, he just stayed to himself, staying his own lane, do his thing. You know, I don't mess with you. But, you don't mess with me. We ain't got no problem.
Right.
You know, and now, you know, he's come out that shell. And man, I swear to goodness, man, his lyrics, man, his lyrical capability is just off the charts, man. I swear to goodness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Be on the lookout. Dedicated to the Grind. I'll be on the lookout. I was in the studio while he was dropping the song, man. It was just like, you know, he just had to sit there in awe and amazement, man. He's come a long way. I swear to goodness, he's come a long way.
If you got any questions for Mr. Woods or myself, give us a call at 646-478-3300. That number again is 646-478-3300. Now, I want to ask Mr. Woods, if he would, to enlighten us on what's going on in the community. Do you see any change happening in the community as we speak? If so, what's going on?
I see some change in the community. Indeed, I see that You know, our police have taken it upon themselves to claim Jesus, if you will, and in lives quicker than they should be ended,
right.
If you will. You know, to be honest with you, I really feel as if, you know, it does not matter what the cops do at this moment in time. If you remember years past, Sean Bell got shot 50 times and nothing happened to those cops, you know. It really doesn't even matter. As long as you wear a badge and you have a gun, you can do what you want. And that is so despicable. It's so despicable. I swear to goodness, it's so despicable. Six officers on shooting and killing one man, 46 bullets. Is it really that serious over some coffee? Wait a minute. And then think about, we got Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin has a hoodie on, sipping on some Arizona, and eating a bag of Skittles. He looks suspicious? Really? How does that look suspicious? How does that look suspicious? If that's the case, every Latin to Hispanic American walking down my street with a shirt off and some khaki shorts and some chucks, I feel like I might as well pull a rock at them. Like, what's up? Like, for real, they look suspicious to me. Like, come on, yo. Like, today's society, man,
it's the race game. And a lot of people don't want to look at it as the race game, but I totally feel it ain't nothing but, see, what people over the past couple of weeks, people have opened my eyes to realize that our government is so twisted, and we're not dealing with nobody but a bunch of bullies.
Yep.
And I really want to put this out there. Watching the news, see, this is why I don't watch the news, because it's full of negativity. If you put negative stuff in your mind, you don't have no choice but to produce
act negative
thoughts.
Exactly.
Be negative. If you watch negative stuff, if you feed in the negativity, you don't have any choice but to produce negativity. It's all
right.
About what you put inside your body. The Bible speaks on that so strong. But you got to realize that what you put in your body is all going to come back in a matter of days, because time is running out. And it's going to all come back in a matter of days. And over the past couple of weeks, I have been, my eyes have totally opened to what has been going on in the community. I've been so into the community that I actually went MIA. And I'm still trying, you know, I was still trying to be MIA. But when you're so known and you got a lot of friends, people start, like, you know, where Chris at, you know, or what have you. But
right.
They start worrying. You're like, dang, ain't heard from him, you know. You can't go MIA when you known like that. So. But you gotta, it's so much you gotta look at. We need to start putting positivity, we need to start putting the positive on the news. The 5-year-old kid got a scholarship at the age of 5. Let's do something like that. I heard it's a guy who graduated college at the age of 15, and don't nobody know that.
Nope. To be honest with you, Chris, I don't watch the news anymore. I don't feel like I will ever watch the news anymore, for the same reason as you know, the topics that you're speaking on. You know, for your right. your feeling. I only watch SportsCenter, and now even SportsCenter is starting to irritate me.
It is.
Oh, the. Because of the Jerry Sandusky case, this
right.
Trial, like, you know, Penn State, that whole issue over there. First off, okay, Joe Paterno. The argument is, how would he be viewed, his legacy, knowing that he knew about the child molestation and all of this stuff going on, and he didn't say anything about it. He continued to coach. How would he be viewed? In my eyes, I view him the same. You know, he's still the winningest coach in football, but he is also an enabler.
He was a great coach. You can't lie about that. He was a
great
coach.
Right. I mean, you can't knock him. You know, you have to give him his props.
Yeah.
But at what cost? You know, at the same time, in the back of his mind, oh, little Timmy is in the bathroom getting touched by Jerry Sandusky. I mean, come on, yo. Like, is it really that serious? Like, to win a basketball game? I mean, I'm sorry, not a basketball, but a football game is a win just that important? More important than some child's future and some child being traumatized for the rest of their life? Really? It's just that important.
Hey, man, our listeners, let's please get into this conversation with us. Don't leave us hanging. We can do it all night if we wanted to, but we want y'all to get in with us. 646-478-3300. I'm going to take one and only one break this evening, and then we'll come right back with D-Wood. You live with Dr. Carter and D-Wood.
Yeah.
Doc and D Wood, we're just chilling. That was our only commercial break here. So y'all got the next 16 minutes to call in and talk to a man full of knowledge, I feel. I mean, even when we were sitting in economics class, this guy was full of knowledge. He always kept me bugging out. If it wasn't one class I wasn't looking forward to going to, economics was one of them. He had me dying laughing in that class. If you do not know Deontay Wood, because this guy is getting ready to blow up and go somewhere. A little later on in the show, probably 5 minutes from now, he's getting ready to treat us with a freestyle. With a freestyle, y'all.
Easy on the man, ready.
he ain't got it written down nowhere.
Nope.
He's sitting outside.
No Blackberries, no iPhones, no Androids, no notebooks, none of that. Top of the dome, we gonna get it.
Top of the dome within the next 5 minutes, so please stick around with us and just chill out. It is now 14 minutes after the hour. And we're getting ready to get back into this hot topic. We didn't really.
Now, hold on now.
set topic for tonight, but we just talked. Go ahead, D.
So this right here is what I like to call a man talk, pretty much, you know, just speaking on these events. But I have another thing that that really disgusts me about our community, and that's the media. You know, whether it be videos, whether it be the news, whether it be television shows, channels, whether it be music, you know, the media. I'm depict and talk about music. Now, growing up, you know, I didn't have a CD player. I didn't have an MP3 player. All I had was the radio. You know, that's all I had. And growing up like that, you become a little bit sentimental, you know, with the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I listen to the radio, I want to unplug every wire out of the car. I want to throw every stereo ever made, manufactured by whoever, out of the tallest building and just watch it, you know, just be completely destroyed, because I can't listen to quote-unquote rap nowadays. I can't listen to this quote-unquote hip-hop nowadays, because it's all garbage. It's all whack. It all sucks. And my thing is, they all speak on the same subject. Every song you hear is about the same thing.
Here go the main question of the night, though. Here go the main question of the night. What is the subject that they're all speaking on, and what do you feel it is doing?
First off, the main one is money, right? They're talking about, I got this so much amount of money, I'm doing this, I'm quote-unquote balling. And my thing is, okay, everybody who is quote-unquote hood or ghetto claim that they're balling. When, you know, looking at your life situation, we all know that you're not, you know? And it's like, you know, Rick Ross says he's balling. Future says he's balling. 2 Chainz says he's balling. And then you go out to the gas station, somebody banging their music, and now they feel like they're balling because they're playing someone who says that they're balling. It makes no sense to me. I just, where is the real? Where is the authenticness, the originality? Where is the creativity? I'm tired of turning on the radio and hearing something about starships being made to fly, and that ain't talking about nothing. Or I'm cashing out, and you ain't talking about nothing. I'm tired of hearing nothing. It's so empty on the radio. Music is being played, but there's nothing to listen to. It ain't. It's irritating. Me being an artist, you know, me being a hip-hop artist, quote, I'm not really a hip-hop artist. I really prefer to have no genre. But me being an artist of music, you know, and I have to be a fan first. And it's hard to be a fan of hip-hop. It's hard to be a fan of rap when I hate everything that's on the radio. Mm. I have to go underground to listen to things that I like. And that's sad. Mm. That's sad. That's sad. Question that always flows through the back of my mind is, if Tupac was alive, would this new age of ballers even exist? And I don't know. I truly doubt it. But I mean,
feel,
like, damn.
I feel honestly, I feel the music. This is why I'm never in the slightest mood. I don't care what I was doing. I never really liked rap because something about me here was the same. So I understand exactly what this is. And here it is. I feel totally that Matthew Pickett is downgrading women.
Yeah.
I just it's so downgrading women. But it has our teenagers and even people younger than our teenagers brainwashed. It really does.
This Future song that I heard the other day is called Same Damn Time. Fucking two bad bitches at the same damn time. And I go to Birch Park, and that's all you hear is Future. These fucking two bad bitches at the same damn time. Now, what's funny is the person who planned that probably has two or three daughters living in that little apartment that they banging that music in. Come on now.
But they don't.
People on Facebook with children, man, totally have women Facebook. Come on now. What kind of examples are you setting here, man?
It's a matter of caring, and they don't care.
Evidently, man. Evidently.
They don't.
My thing is,
they're missing the point. They got them so brainwashed that they feel that when they get out here in the real world, it's going to be so simple and easy to make some money, but it ain't that easy.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's real simple and easy to make this money. What you do is you go find you a connect, you go get you some weed, and you sell it. That's stupid. That is stupid. That is so stupid for people to actually just think like that. Well, you know, yeah, I just graduated out of high school. I can't get no job at McDonald's, so I'm going to sell weed. I'm going to sell crack. You don't understand what you're saying right now. What you're saying is, I'm going to make some money until I go to jail. That's stupid. That is so stupid. You may not get caught now. You may not get caught in 2 minutes. But, you know, time's ticking. Like, our society, man, our black race, it's just our race, man. I don't know, man. I really don't get it. I really think that we should just remove all TVs, remove all types of electronics,
and
remove our government, and just live. Just live. See how long people can survive. It's survival of the fittest. And me, I like Arnold Schwarzenegger when he first popped on the scene. Man, when I speak about music, you know, evidently, you know, my passion comes out, and it really scares me because I'm so reason why I prolonged making a mixtape because I'm scared that ain't nobody gonna really pay attention. They gonna listen to it for the beat. They gonna listen to it for the. They not gonna listen to it for the lyrics. That's why most of my mixtape, I don't have no hook. I don't have any hooks. Why? What are you listening to a hook for? Why don't you listen to my lyrics? See what I'm actually saying. You know? I may be playing with your mind, and you don't even know that. Because you're too busy trying to figure out what have I said that'll make you bounce in the club.
I want you right now. It's freestyle time, D. It's freestyle time. I want you to make it down. Go ahead and give us a freestyle. Go ahead.
They asked me, Woods, why you don't ever spit under the influence? That's because I'm pursuing a title of sickest sober rapper to ever do it. Y'all on some new ish? I'm on some nuisance. I swear the booth when I step into it, no howling, but I turn into a beast because this is moonlit. My crew be like, just get him. Can't beat him, so join him, but I won't get with him. He spits venom. I mean, he spits verses as if he had venom mixed with him. He need to get hearses for those who wear the worst of the clothes. Or just hit him with a roll full of pennies so he can beat some sense in him. Now, hold on. Let me wallow in the mist. I ain't trying to steal nobody, girl. I may be just borrowing the chick. Fam first, R-A-N, name somebody who is bothering with this, and I stop that guy's flow like farting in the pit. They used to say I was effing up. Now they're saying that I'm humping down. Spread the rumor around that I'm a rapper, and I turn your face into my stomping ground. Haters keep on talking down, but it seems like that's just jealousy that they flaunt. They try to put a bomb on my railroad track and stop my train of thought. They say I just be being mean, but at times I really just be wondering if the cops leave your mind on the side of that street you... if the cops leave your mind on the side of that road that you continuously claim that's still considered a street dream. Yeah.
That's it?
That's all I got. That's all I got.
That's good. That was good, man. That was real good. That was the truth.
I messed up that day. I'm sorry. I messed up.
Hey, it was good, man. That was the truth. I like that.
I was getting passionate out. I'm sorry.
Hey, that was good, man. I think it's a lot of listeners out there that believe that was good, too. I've been getting a lot of feedback on the show today. I really enjoyed bringing him back one more time. D. Woods, he will be returning. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah, man. I have no choice, man. I feel like this is why I can be heard at this moment in time. So I really feel like I should do this. Me and you together, man, it's
Dr. Carter.
We need to be heard. And D. Woods.
It's old, man. From back from ninth grade in high school. But I truly...
ninth grade class, baby. It's McIntosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, that was old times. It's great to have friends and stay in contact.
And that's Lumberjack 5, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
Tried true, old, pretty old.
Give my listeners your Twitter name one more time for us.
I'm going to give them the whole rundown. My Twitter name is at D. Woodrow Wilson. That's D. Woodrow, the two D's, Wilson. My YouTube is www.com/TAE927. My Facebook is facebook.com/Woods, D-O-N-T-A. You know, so... Just holler at me, and if we ever happen to get on that level where I consider you as, you know, a friend or anything, I will no hesitation, extend my number. But yeah, as I said before, August 30th, CIA is dropping. Pretty soon, my boy Young West, dedicated to the grind, will be dropping.
I want to get on here, too, because I have never heard him. Tell him to get in contact with me, because he needs to get on.
I'm going to get him on here, man. Shout out to my whole team. Fan First Militia Gang.
Let's bring the whole team on.
I would try. I don't know if they going to get on.
See if you can get on here. The twins.
I'm
going
to get them all. I'm going to try to get them all.
See if you can get them all.
Young Propane, JB, Round the Bandit, Jay Drake, Chef Jay Drake, that's my boy. Zay Martinez.
For everything you have done for BD Woods, we will have him back. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Now it's time for the closing remarks. Yours truly, Dr. Carter, coming with you with the closing remarks. I would like to thank everybody for everything that they have done. Y'all make sure y'all keep it up. To D. Woods, thank you once again.
Oh, man, it's no problem, man. You already know it.
Enjoy you. As always, I'm signing out. Y'all have a great and blessed night. And as I always say, I love you with the love of Jesus. Keep your head up. Catch me next Friday as I do it again. Chris Carter Show, you're live with the doc. I'm out. Be blessed.
Peace.